Steve, man, what do you want to do tonight?
The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Hey, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the Amber May Show. Glad you're here because we have a great show today. We're going to talk about the civil war happening in Mexico. We're going to be talking about, could it be that President Trump is going to use the Federal Trade Commission to take away the license of ABC and NBC? I don't know. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the globalist takeover of the world. And then, yes, we're definitely going to get into some news about Mexico. Also about the war with Venezuela, if you want to call it that, going against the war on drugs. Let's call it the war on drugs, designated about the Venezuela regime. We're going to talk about that, seeing about smuggling boats that landed on the shores of the United States. So we're going to talk about some strikes that happened on some narco boats, as well as we're going to have my friend Jan James from rmcstore.com. She was a breast cancer survivor, and I just want to let you know that we're going to be talking about the new announcement from RFK regarding the U.S. medical schools and what their new requirements are going to be. So all that's going to be on the show. Like, share, subscribe, repost. If you like the episode, consider reposting, subscribing, you know, liking the show, subscribing doesn't cost you anything. Hey, if you've been a longtime viewer but never been a part of our friend circle, come on over to our friend circle. We would love to welcome you. Say hello to the chat right here on Rumble. We're here Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern right here on Rumble. Tuesday, Thursday, 6 p.m. Eastern. I want to thank my media partners. Really quick, I'm on the Faith and Freedom Network, Faith, the letter N, faithandfreedomnetwork.com. Then I'm on UG Media, that which broadcasts right outside of the United States, out in the UK. So we want to welcome our UK friends over there as they listen to us on UG Media. We're on Patriot Mobile, not Patriot Mobile, we're on Patriot-Radio. And then we are also on, let's see, the Mastiff.media. We're on Mastiff.media. Mastiff.media. We're on Express Radio Station. We want to send a shout out to Doug over at Mike Vera at the Vera Radio Network. And again, Patriot-Radio, we're on them too. So thank you to all my media partners for helping me get the word out about the Amber May Show. If you want to be a media partner, contact me at theambermayshow.com. Send me an email letting me know you'd like me to be on your network and we could discuss that. If you would like to advertise on the show, also right there, email me at theambermayshow.com and then let me know you'd like to advertise on the show. And while you're at theambermayshow.com, get your hoodie. Now's the time. It's getting cold out there. Go get your hoodie at the Amber May Show. It's so comfy and cozy. You're going to want to get your hands on it. And here's a really cool part. You know how Patriot Mobile offers a free month of service when you mention my name? Well, if you mention Holiday 25 with my name. So if you want to take advantage of 2 months of free cell phone service, then why not save yourself 2 months of a bill? Why wouldn't you make the switch to the only Christian conservative cell phone carrier out there? Because with promo code Holiday25, when you let them know you heard it from Amber, by going to patriotmobile.com/Amber, or when you call them at 972-PATRIOT and let them know Amber sent you, you're going to get 2 months of service with Holiday 25. But the key is you have to let them know I sent you to get the 2 months free. So go to patriotmobile.com/Amber, use promo code Holiday25, or if you give them a call at 972-PATRIOT, let them know I sent you. Tell them Amber sent me, and she said with Holiday 25, I get 2 months of free service. So join now, make the switch today. Let's get started with the show because I have a lot to talk about. Here we go, friends.
On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, making a stand. A voice for the people across this land. Children stolen, lives betrayed. She won't back down, she's lighting the way. A beautiful warrior with faith so bright. Holding the line in this endless fight. On the Amber May Show, the truth runs deep. Fighting for the lost, for the souls who weep. Breaking the silence, a voice for the people across this land.
I'm so glad to be back with you on the Amber May Show. I hope you guys had a great weekend. Tomorrow's premium day. You're going to want to be here at 2 p.m. Eastern towards the end of the broadcast. I have behind the mic Amber May in real life, and I have something really exciting that happened to me in order to be a part of that. So join our premium. And right there underneath this video, you can join as a Rumble premium subscriber for $10 a month and have access to all premium content Rumble has on the network. Or for $5 a month, if $10 is too much, right there in the Rumble chat, you can go ahead and subscribe to this channel for $5 a month and have access to all my Tuesday programs. So do I have a guest tomorrow? Let me see. Yeah, so make sure you join me tomorrow. I did double check. And I'm going to be having Peter Lumaj tomorrow. He is an immigrant who fled communist Albania. He's joining me tomorrow on premium day. So make sure you join in tomorrow. Be here at 2 p.m. Eastern so you could have my guest, Peter Lumaj, who fled communist Albania. He's going to talk about his life. We'll probably bring up Moran Mondami, most likely. That'll probably come up in conversation. And then also you're going to get my behind the scenes with Amber May. All right, let's get on with the show. In a stunning move, President Trump has intensified his battles against fake news. And now he's calling on the FCC to pull the license on ABC and NBC. Here's more
President
about that.
President Trump, who's won a pair of lawsuits against the three broadcast networks, is now escalating his battle against two of them. ABC and NBC fake news, two of the worst and most biased networks in history, give me 97% bad stories. If that's the case, they are simply an arm of the Democrat Party and should, according to many, have their licenses revoked by the FCC. I would be totally in favor of that because they are so biased and untruthful, an actual threat to our democracy. President Trump, who's won a pair of lawsuits against the three broadcasts.
So how do you feel about that, chat? I mean, do you think the FCC can do that? Should they do that? Yes, I know they provide fake news. It's not real news. I know people think that it's real news. I mean, they've been caught so many times having very clever editorial ways of how they will cut and slice pieces. And it's always to make Donald Trump look bad. But does that violate the constitutional right of freedom of the press? But is it press if it's propaganda? So I'm interested to see what you guys think in the chat. Is this a good move for President Trump? I mean, is it it's propaganda? So does it really count as news with our constitutional freedom of the press? I'm looking to see what you guys say in the chat because I'm curious. I don't know. I mean, on one hand, yeah, I'm kind of happy. Because that way, you know, real news will actually come over the airwaves and not this fake stuff. So on one hand, I'm very happy at the idea of them revoking licenses. But do we step in it? Like when the Democrats come in power, are they going to turn off conservative news? However, the conservative news isn't propaganda. I mean, they might have like a slight to the bias of that reporter, but it's not propaganda. So I don't know. What do you guys think in the chat? I'd love to hear your comments. Let me know. Now, I don't know if you guys know who this is, but it's Archbishop Vigano. I have a really hard time saying his name. So it's Archbishop Vigano. He really knows his stuff. The guy is so keen on what's happening globally with, a father on the show recently, like a few months back, and he was friends with this archbishop. And why is my brain just like, it's just dead? I mean, I think I had too much fun over the weekend, so I just don't have a brain engaged. But this archbishop, he knows exactly what's going on worldwide. And he just has this truth bomb that he nukes out there. And he talks about a dangerous subversive elite has infiltrated the highest levels of Western institutions, to implement a criminal global plan. Well, we've been talking about that for a long time on the show. I know you know about the globalist takeover. And he says those who expose the global coup are silenced, which I've been one of those people that have been silenced through censorship, intimidation, psychiatric abuse, arrest. And we've seen that through fake news, that they use as fake news to propagate the propaganda of the one world elite government. And because Donald Trump's not in the club, he's enemy number one. And so all the media outlets, remember, six companies own all the media around the world, right? And they have to attack Donald Trump because he's not in the club and he wants to be the reverse Robin Hood. He wants to take the money the rich stole from us and give it back. So here's Archbishop talking about that very thing right here. Hold on. Let me pull it up for you.
Subversive elite has managed to infiltrate the highest levels of Western institutions and governments to implement the criminal plan of the Agenda 2030. In many self-proclaimed democratic states, the voices denouncing this global coup are being silenced through censorship, intimidation, psychiatrization, and even arrest. Among the victims of the totalitarian regime quietly establishing itself in Europe, Canada, Australia, and other vassal nations of the United Nations, NATO, World Health Organization, and World Economic Forum, all private entities funded by the same powers, is lawyer Rainer Fulmich, unjustly imprisoned and still awaiting for a fair trial. His crime is having dared to speak the truth in a world of criminal lies. I call on Catholics and all people of goodwill to raise their voices in defense of those persecuted by the globalist regime. It is not Attorney Fulmich who should be in prison, but those who committed the greatest crime ever against humanity, Anthony Fauci, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Ursula von der Leyen, Albert Bourla, and all their accomplices and emissaries, especially those in institutional positions. Free Rainer Fulmich.
Now, it was Father Frank Pavone that knows this archbishop, and he likes their friends. So, yeah, what he said is totally accurate. We've been saying this for a long time on the show. And then Jim Ferguson on X is reporting that the World Economic Forum's endgame, total control of your life. We talk about that ad nauseum on the episode because there's people all over this world who can't get truth because their media is 100% state run, 100%. It's bad enough we have the propaganda news that is controlled by six people. That's why I talk about over and over the demonopolization. They have consolidated for decades the power in the hands of the few with all the corporate owners. So now only six companies run the entire media in our country. And then the rest of the world has state-run media. So people, unless they tune into shows like this, they will never hear the truth. And the truth of the matter is, in their own words, in the world economics endgame, own worlds, in the globalist own words, they say, if a billion people stop eating meat, .. We're developing the ability to track consumers' carbon footprint. What are they eating? How are they traveling? Meat and dairy producers should pay for damage they cause. Every cup of coffee you drink harms the planet. Your future protein won't come from meat. It's a blueprint for monitoring, pricing, and punishing every part of your daily life. They want to control every aspect of your life. They're trying to destroy your sovereignty in your country. They're trying to take away your culture in your country to usher in the one world government, the new world order. So in their own words, here we have a video from them on the world economic
stage. But if a billion people stop eating meat, I tell you, it has a big impact.
We're developing, through technology, an ability for consumers to measure their own carbon footprint. What does that mean? That's, where are they traveling? How are they traveling? What are they eating? What are they consuming on the platform?
climate change is caused for 20% by meat and dairy. So the producers of meat and dairy should pay for the damage they cause.
The coffee that we all drink emits between 15 and 20 tons of CO2 per ton of coffee. Every time we drink coffee, we are basically putting CO2 into the atmosphere.
And good, because the atmosphere loves CO2. Talk to any scientist that's not paid off to produce science that these people want. So they could say, see here, look what the scientist said. Oh, the scientists that you paid off to make sure they had the outcome you want, not in true scientific fashion. All the ones in true scientific fashion have said the CO2 is so good for the earth.
And I predict that we will have proteins not coming from meat in the future.
Of course.
They will probably taste even better. No. So why are we trying to mimic meat if we can have a better taste?
No, it's called Beyond Meat. You already can find it at the grocery stores. And pretty soon, if they get their way, none of us will get to eat meat. Go to any communist country. It's already happening over there. Meat is super rationed. If you're even lucky to get any kind of meat. Super ration. So you live in a communist country. That's where this country is going to if we don't stop it now. They want to ration all the meat so you don't have meat. You need meat for muscle. You need meat. Your body needs meat. And we're going to get into some nutrition stuff with Jan later on today. But Ed Snowden's chilling warning is now unfolding in real time. What? China built is exactly what Western governments are quietly preparing for? What do you mean, Snowden? You must explain this to us. Here we go.
Social credit system. If any of these family photos, if any of your activities online, if your purchases, if your associations, if your friends are in any way different from what the government or the powers that be of the moment would like them to be, you're no longer able to purchase train tickets. You're no longer able to board an airplane. You may not be able to get a passport. You may not be eligible for a job. You might not be able to work for the government. All of these things are increasingly being created and programmed and decided by algorithms. And those algorithms are fueled by precisely the innocent data that our devices are creating all of the time, constantly, invisibly, quietly, right now. Our devices are casting all of these records that we do not see being created that in aggregate seem very innocent. You were at Starbucks at this time. You went to the hospital afterwards. You spent a long time at the hospital. After you left the hospital, you made a phone call. You made a phone call to your mother. You talked to her until the middle of the night. The hospital was an oncology clinic. Even if you can't see the content of these communications, the activity records, what the government calls metadata, which they argue they do not need a warrant to collect, tells the whole story. And these activity records are being created and shared and collected and intercepted constantly by companies and governments. And ultimately, it means as they sell these, as they trade these, as they make their businesses on the backs of these records, what they are selling is not information. What they are selling is us. They're selling our future. They're selling our past. They are selling our history, our identity. And ultimately, they are stealing our power and making our stories work for them.
It's a big money operation to sell all of our data. We're going to talk more about government. And it's not just here in the United States. This is a worldwide problem. People all over the world that sit in government talk about, we have to pay our fair share of taxes while they don't pay their fair share and get away with it. Why? Because they work for government. And everybody in government helps each other out. So we're going to kind of talk about that. Then we're going to get into the Mexican news about the civil war that's taking place. But first, we're going to go to a break. Hey, friends, if you're looking for a doctor you can trust, look no further than Dr. Stella. And you can find her at drstellamd.com. Let me show you one of the areas that I love about Dr. Stella. I enjoy supporting the immune system, especially when it comes to cold and flu season. And I love the Covey Light, the Covey Sleep, especially if you're having trouble sleep at night. Get that Covey Sleep. It'll help you so much. So not only are you supporting the immune system, but it also helps you get a good night's sleep. The Covey Spray is super easy. Covey Bites. These are my favorite, the Covey Bites. She has placed vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. And we all know that that zinc helps support the body's immune system, but zinc needs delivery system. So that quercetin is the delivery system to drive that zinc in to help your body heal faster and feel better. Also has Kobe vitamins for kids as well. Hey, and if you're looking to get ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, or you just feel under the weather and need a doctor you can trust, set up a telemed appointment with her. And the best part is when you use my name, Amber or Amber May, at checkout, whether you need your Kobe vibes or a telemed appointment, you will save money at checkout. So don't forget to use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money. So go visit drstellamd.com and then use promo code Amber or Amber May at checkout to save some money.
Hey, I'm General Mike Clint, and you're listening to the Amber May Show. She's wonderful.
Ever thought about having your own podcast? Let me show you how easy it can be. Worried about tech and the mic? I break it down in the course. Think about you thinking that you need some expensive studio? I show you the kind of studio and how easy it is and cost effective it is to start your own podcast today. Starting your own podcast can be overwhelming, and I show you the right steps to launch your show successfully. So join me at Podcast Like a Pro. I'm Amber May with over 20 years of experience in the broadcasting and podcasting world, and I could show you how to podcast like a pro because I am a pro. So become a pro just like me by going to theambermayshow.com. Look for the tab Podcast Like a Pro, and what's even better, prices have been slashed. Save over $100 when you use promo code Amber at checkout. I slashed the price and I'm adding a promo code into it. So join now. Now is the best time to be a podcasting pro just like me. So go to theambermayshow.com, hit podcast like a pro with the newer lower prices, and don't forget promo code Amber at checkout. And now we return to the show already in progress. Hey guys, welcome back to the Amber May Show. Now we're talking about globalism. We're talking about government, and they're all the same. They're all the same. And Katie Hopkins, I follow her, and she has more to add about what's going on in the UK with her government. And she says in such a clever way. I like her.
Breaking news on a gloriously sunny day here in batshit bonkers Britain. First up, Angela Rayner and her ginger growler, Rawr, is going to run to be Prime Minister of Great Britain. She has found out that Keir Starmer is about as popular as fecal bacteria on a surf beach, and figures it is her time to shine. Despite the fact that she was kicked out for tax fraud, still owes £40,000 of tax to the government. And I would say that at least we'll get a jolly good laugh out of the wardrobe that she chooses for her run. In other news, the good people of Crowborough out protesting against 600 illegals, the Rubber Dinghy Massive Brigade, being dumped in their little town in a military barracks. The thing is, many of these people in Crowborough moved out of London to escape multiculturalism and now finds multiculturalism being dumped on their doorstep. The government doesn't care. All it wants to do is get rid of the line item that's labelled hotel costs for illegals. And Shabana Mahmood is just tampering with the edges of asylum policy. What this country needs is a change of government, and it needs it right about now. And finally, Michelle Obama, Michelle, says that white people are to blame for the fact that she has shit hair and can't swim. I mean, Michael, come on, bird. I can't model leggings because of my mighty flange. Also, I'm shit at swimming and I've got fairly shit hair, but at no point have I tried to blame black people for that. I just have to own my own shit. Anyway, my darlings, that's it for today. Batshit bonkers Britain. P.S. Katie Hopkins, free range 2026.
Yeah, see, worldwide they're having protests against the regime, the globalists. I mean, the globalists have basically destroyed a European culture, especially in the UK, with trying to import all these immigrants to their nation, because you can't have sovereignty and have a one world government, can you? No, you have to destroy sovereignty. And just like that elected official subjugated and not paid their fair share of taxes, I have something more to you. You know, all these politicians, they get rich off of our back. That's why they hate Donald Trump, because he's trying to take the money back that they stole and give it back to us. And they can't have that. They want the money that they stole from us. Here we go.
I'm about to show you how these politicians work in real time.
Look, we have a president who is enriching himself and his family in an obscene wealth that is unprecedented in American history.
So that was Congressman Ro Khanna, the guy who called Trump the most corrupt president. But here's what he didn't tell you. Since he took office, Khanna's family has made around $7 million trading stock while he's supposed to be serving the public and sitting on the House Oversight Committee. That's the group in Congress that's supposed to watch over how government and businesses follow the rules. You know, the ones that are meant to keep others from cheating the system. But his family trades every major company that he helps to regulate. The banks, the tech stocks like Meta and Tesla, and even market options. And get this, those trades are not in his name. They're filed under his wife in a blind trust and even his little children's name. That's how politicians dodge insider trading rules. He talks tough about banning corruption, but he helped write the bills that still let spouses trade. So when he calls Trump corrupt, remember his own family is flipping millions on the side.
Just like Nancy Pelosi. Just like all the others, just like the Katie Hopkins said about what's going on in the UK government. Now, this is what I really wanted to talk about today with you in the short time that I have left before I bring on Jan. So the Mexican, this is being reported by the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail is reporting this, that the Mexican anti-corruption protest descends into chaos as thousands of Gen Z demonstrators storm National Palace. Rioters stormed the barricades outside the presidential palace in Mexico City, and an anti-cartel protest descended into chaos. Mobs of frustrated, mostly Gen Z Mexican protesters traded blows with cops and screamed slogans about how corruption and cartel killings have spiraled out of control in their country. Thousands of people filled the streets of the nation's capital and marched into the palace, which is the official residence of President Claudia Sheinbaum, the progressive politician who took office last October. The demonstration, largely organized by young activists and supported by older supporters of opposition movement, was the culmination of citizens' frustration with the government's inability to stop violence, provide economic opportunity. Protesters, many of whom are calling Sheinbaum's resignation, were seen trying to breach police barricades around the palace. Authorities responded by shooting tear gas into the crowds, causing people to run in all different directions. Clashes between citizens and police lasted for hours, but eventually orders were returned to the area around the palace. Pablo Vasquez, Mexican City's chief of police, said 20 people were arrested and are said to be charged with battery, assault, and robbery, Bloomberg reported. And you know, they're very left-leaning, very. Vasquez added 60 of his officers were injured, 40 of whom had been sent to the hospital for treatment. And outrage over the November 1st assassination of Carlos Manso, the mayor of a crime-ridden town in western Mexico, was on the mind of most people who joined the protest. Now, keep in mind that all the good politicians that want to stop the corruption end up getting murdered by the cartel. And that's why I said this open border thing was horrible, because we don't want this narco politician in our state, in our country. Too many of them are already here in our country. All these narco terrorists have been flooded into our country very easily with the open border situation. And I would argue that they probably were here before that. But with the open borders of the Biden administration, it made it so easy. Or easily we could turn into a narco government if we're not careful. Many could be seen wearing straw hats that symbolize his political movement, which is vigorously focused on having a zero tolerance policy for organized crime. And that's why they took him out. The state of dying in Rosa Maria Avila, a 65-year-old real estate agent who traveled from town of Michoacan state. And he was killed because he was a man who was sending officers into the mountains to fight delinquents. He had the guts to confront them, said Manso. Saturday was the biggest protest against Sheinbaum to date. She had responded to demonstrations throughout the week by accusing right-wing groups of being behind the escalating show of discontent. The protest against Sheinbaum and her Morena party, which Manso splintered off in 2024, resembles other Gen Z movements like the ones in Nepal and Madagascar, countries where governments were toppled. Sheinbaum still enjoys a high approval rating, but there's a sizable portion of the electorate that is beginning to feel like she's more of the same. Giovanna, a 32-year-old woman who was at the protest, told Bloomberg that this is exactly what happened with previous governments. Don't they always claim to be different? Doesn't Sheinbaum keep saying that all women, not only her, achieve power? Right now, I feel powerless, she added. Sheinbaum was not at the National Palace at the time of the protest. Instead, she was nearly 600 miles away in a state southeast in Mexico. Thank you for your love, beautiful people. When there's a government at the people's service, there's nothing that can stop our nation, she wrote on X alongside pictures of her hugging supporters. This is why I'm so for Donald Trump going after the narco boats, because as he destroys their drugs, they lose tons of money. And as they lose money, they lose power. In all these impoverished countries, what is the one thing that's in common? Terrorism flourishes when people are in power. What used to be very wealthy countries are now very poor. These people are very poor and they have terrorist organizations that control these countries. And so what I like about what Donald Trump's doing is hopefully it will free these people from the narco-terrorists. So Dome LaCour on X posted that the Gen Z revolution in Mexico is now being compared to the American Revolution. Many of the revolutionists are furious that women who is not Catholic running their country and that are first Mexican generation to have access to their information they do. The citizens of Mexico are demanding by full separation from cartel control and are willing to die for it. The fourth Gen Z revolution this year following One Piece inspired revolutions in Indonesia, Nepal, and the Philippines were officially the era of rebellion. And here is a video of that, what happened on Saturday at the palace. And then here's another video. This is from Jordan Crowder. They posted this on X. This video is shocking. This is a national palace in Mexico City. It's Mexican equivalent to the White House and Capitol. We're severely outnumbered. Police are blocking the main entrance, but the crowd is growing and the people of Mexico are rising up against the government due to the fact that they're run by the cartel. So here you go. Here's this video. Remember, the people always outnumber the government. There's always more of us than there are of government. Always. That was that video. And here is a Nepal-style coup underway in Mexico with protesters attempting to take over presidential palace. This video is from Ninja Monkey on X. Here we go. Show you this one. See, this one is a Breitbart article. U.S. to designate Venezuela regime's cocaine cartel a terrorist organization. So let me show you what Breitbart is reporting. Here we go. I'm hoping that this effort will free all these people from the terrorists that control their world. Secretary of State Marco Rubio announced on Sunday that U.S. government would soon designate the Cartel de los Soles, Cartel of the Suns, an international drug trafficking operation run through the Venezuelan military, a foreign terrorist organization. How are the people supposed to overthrow that, right? In a statement confirming the group would soon appear on the FTO's list, triggering a devastating array of sanctions and blacklisting its members in the United States, Rubio stated explicitly that Washington believes the cartel leaders is Nicolas Maduro, the socialist dictator of Venezuela. Based in Venezuela, the Cartel de los Solos is headed to a Nicolas Maduro and a high-ranking individuals of the illegitimate Maduro regime, Rubio's statement read, who have corrupted Venezuela's military, intelligence, legislator, and judiciary. Neither Maduro nor his cronies represent Venezuela's legitimate government. He continues, Cartel de los Solos, by and with other designations, FTOs, including Tren de Aragua and the Sinaloa cartel, are responsible for terrorist violence throughout our hemisphere, as well as trafficking drugs into the United States and Europe. The Tren de Aragua is an organized criminal gang once based in Aragua State, Venezuela, that has become an international menace after Maduro ordered a raid of its headquarters, the Tocoron prison in Aragua, that resulted in large numbers of its imprisoned members and its leader escaping. Now, the whereabouts of Tren de Aragua chief Hector remains unknown at the time. The U.S. government is offering a reward of up to $5 million for information leading to his capture. Wow. The administration of the President Donald Trump is also offering $50 million for information leading to the arrest of Nicolas Maduro and $25 million for Diosdado's Cabayos, Maduro's interior minister, who for years report have identified as the leader of the Cartel de los Solos. More recent information, in particular report published in July of 2024 by the Miami Herald, has suggested Maduro has since elevated his profile within the organization and assumed direct involvement in drug trafficking. The Cartel de los Solos will appear on the FTO list beginning in November of 24, according to the State Department. Appearing on the State Department's FTO list follows the U.S. government to ban any individuals tied to that organization from entering the country and to remove anyone already present in U.S. territory identified as members of representative of the group. The U.S. government mandates the freeze of any organization assets present in the country and allows for criminal prosecution of any individuals found to have ordered materials, support, or resources to the group, including financial support, expertise, or training. The designation will likely compromise Maduro's ability to travel to the United States, as well as any high-ranking individuals tied to the cartel, such as Caballo. While most of Venezuela regime's most prominent leaders actively avoid traveling to America, Maduro has made multiple appearances in the United States, in the UN's General Assembly, which has allowed him to attend Marxist propaganda events. The article goes on, but I'm running out of time because I have to invite my friend Jan to the program. We're going to be talking about RFK and what he's doing to make this medical schools better. Breitbart, four dead after smuggling boat and capsized off California beach in midnight tragedy. So I praise our president for trying to protect the homeland from the narco terrorists. So four dead. Here's what the boat looked like, upside down, capsized off the shores of California. Four suspected illegal migrants drowned late Friday night when a smuggling vessel capsized in rough waters near Imperial Beach, California. The U.S. Coast Guard recovered the bodies and rescued several others after a Panga-style boat overturned near the Seacoast Drive, triggering a multi-agent search and rescue operation. Four survivors were hospitalized and one individual was transferred to Border Patrol custody. According to the United States Coast Guard press release, the incident began close to midnight on Friday when Border Patrol in Imperial Beach, a city just south of downtown San Diego, notified the Coast Guard that a Panga-style boat was capsized near the Seacoast Drive. Border Patrol reported six illegal aliens were on the beach. One suspected illegal alien was pronounced deceased by EMS. Another alleged illegal alien had been located under the capsized vessel and was rescued. After receiving an additional report by a resident who saw a person in the water near the Imperial Beach Pier, a U.S. Coast Guard boat crew arrived in the pier and recovered three bodies from the water. An EMS crew on shore pronounced the three suspected illegal aliens deceased upon arrival. A massive search and rescue effort was initiated to search for additional victims that included several Coast Guard vessels and aircrafts, as well as lifeguards in Imperial Beach and San Diego. Further assistance was provided by the San Diego and Chula Vista Fire Department, Imperial Beach Border Patrol, and deputies from the San Diego County Sheriff's Office. The incident comes just days after a maritime incident involving suspected illegal aliens smuggling off San Diego's coast, where a Coast Guard boat crew intercepted 12 suspected illegal aliens in a similar Panga-style boat. In that instance, the boat operators refused to stop when encountered by Coast Guard and attempted to flee. The Coast Guard boarding team pursued the vessel and fired disabling shots at the engine, forcing the smuggling vessel to stop. So Pentagon announced 12 known strikes on alleged drug boat and narco trafficking route from Off the Press. So Off the Press is reporting that the Pentagon on Saturday conducted the 21st known strike on the alleged drug trafficking boat. U.S. Southern Command announced Sunday. Intelligence confirmed that the vessel was involved in illicit narcotic smuggling, transitioning along a known narco trafficking route and carrying narcotics. Southern Command posted on social media, three male narco terrorists aboard the vessel were killed. The vessel was trafficking narcotics in Eastern Pacific and was struck in international waters per the announcement. The latest attack began the total number of people killed by the U.S. military strikes on the alleged drug boats to 83. CNN reported that the military is using a variety of fighter jets, drones, and gunships to carry out strikes in the campaign. Officials say it's meant to disrupt the flow of drugs into the U.S. Thank you for that. And then Breitbart's also reporting that police injured after man weaponized work van during Charlotte's ICE operation. This will be my last story, even though I have, I think, another couple. But this will be my last story, and then I'm going to welcome Jan to the program. So this is right here, this person, okay? That's the van right there, okay? A U.S. citizen weaponized a van against law enforcement officers this afternoon near University City in Charlotte, triggering a high-speed pursuit through densely populated streets. The suspect attempted to run multiple police vehicles before being boxed in and arrested. One officer was injured and firearms were recovered from the van. Authorities say the suspect has a history of resisting arrest and disruptive conduct. Department of Homeland Security officials released a video showing a white work van driving recklessly in an area where U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers were conducting a targeted immigration operation. The van, driven by a U.S. citizen with a criminal history, came dangerously close to three officers. DHS officials report that after nearly striking the officers, the driver attempted to flee. He allegedly led pursuing officers on a dangerous high-speed chase through a densely populated area. Officials say the man, later identified as a U.S. citizen, attempted to ram law enforcement vehicles as agents were boxing him in. The driver proceeded to ram law enforcement vehicles in an attempt to escape, officers say. When the driver was arrested, a firearm was found in the vehicle. Sadly, one officer was injured in the pursuit. Following his arrest, ICE officials learned he had prior arrests for resisting arrest, public disturbance, and intoxicated disruptive conduct. We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to welcome our friend Jan to the program. Let me tell you a quick story that's important to you and your family's health. In 1963, the FDA banned a promising new discovery in the fight against cancer. Laetril, also known as B17, was so popular among its consumers that some 70,000 plus Americans crossed into Mexico to smuggle it back into the United States, according to Newsweek. Laetril was under constant attack by big pharma, big media, big government. Sounds familiar? Kind of like ivermectin. And just like ivermectin, Laetril was both a solution and a problem. You see, Laetril is naturally found in 1,200 plus foods, including apricot seeds. So big pharma can't make money off of it, and that's a big problem. In the 70s, Sloan Kettering, an American Cancer Research Institute, found Laetril was successful at preventing cancer and stopping it from growing. That's according to numerous sources at Sloan Kettering and researchers for the movie Second Opinion. So what does this mean to you? Well, I'm going to give you a source for Laetril. So to find out more, go to the rncstore.com. And when you're there, use promo code Amber May at checkout.
All right, America, Patriots, we are currently on the Amber May Show. So stay tuned. Amber May.
This week, we celebrate Flag Day and the 250th birthday of the United States Army, two powerful reminders of courage, sacrifice, and service that define our great nation. One way you can honor that legacy is by supporting our military, veterans, and first responders just by using your cell phone. Patriot Mobile is the only Christian conservative wireless provider, and their mission is to put faith, family, and freedom above everything else, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. With access of all three major networks, 5G US networks, you'll get reliable nationwide coverage while giving back to those who serve. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile, you'll support incredible organizations like Folds of Honor, Tunnels to Tower, Boot Campaigns, Soldier Strong, Warrior Rising, and more. Their 100% US-based customer service team makes switching easy. Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. Get activated in minutes over the phone. Go to patriotmobile.com/Amber or call 972-PATRIOT and use promo code Amber at checkout to get a free month of service. That's patriotmobile.com/Amber or 972-PATRIOT. Support our heroes with Patriot Mobile today and get a free month of service. And now we return to the show already in progress. Hey guys, remember to add holiday 25 when you go to patriotmobile.com to get 2 months free of cell phone service. That's holiday 25, but you got to let them know I sent you to get the 2 months of free cell phone service. So go to patriotmobile.com/Amber or when you call 972-PATRIOT and say, hey, I want to get 2 free months of service. I want to use promo code holiday 25. Amber told me about it. You got to let them know I told you to get those 2 months of service. Let's welcome Jan to the program. Jan, so good to have you.
Hey, I'm so glad to see you again. Thanks for having me back.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm excited to talk about this because we're always talking about right now, the biggest thing in the news right now is the Obamacare, right? And so we're going to talk about our health for a minute. And I love that Robert F. Kennedy is doing something different. Tell us what he is doing in medical schools, Jan.
Oh, it's just, this is like the most exciting news. It happened several weeks ago, but I continue to chat it up because I think this is a real sea change. You know, I was just doing some research this morning. In 1910, that's a few years ago, the Flexner Report came out. And that report was funded by the Carnegies and the Rockefellers, and it forever changed the landscape of medicine, okay? It created a gold standard. They were marketers, those guys, back in 1910. They knew what they were doing. They were creating the gold standard of medicine. It was all of the stuff that would make them money. And it discounted all of the things that were natural remedies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chiropractic was out, herbs were out, all of those things were out of the picture. And what happened is the medical schools were impacted by the Flexner Report in such a way that nutrition was no longer on the curriculum.
Mm.
What? I mean, that is like nuts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what has happened now in the last several weeks is Bobby Kennedy, who's the Secretary of Health and Human Services, did an interview that was so full of so much great information. But what he is indicating is that they are now changing the rules for the medical schools. When someone wants to become a doctor, they take what is called the MCAT, the Medical College Admissions Test. Up until now, nutrition has not been part of that testing. So in essence, his announcement that the MCAT is now going to be testing doctors or pre-doctors on nutrition is going to force the medical school's hand that they must put it in their curriculum. I cannot tell you how many doctors we interact with who say that they, you know, when you say to them, you know, what did you learn about nutrition in medical school? A lot of them will say, gosh, I don't even know if we did a week in 4 years, right? And so it has been absolutely hijacked for over 100 years, and now we're returning back to you know, nutrition as medicine, food as medicine. Hippocrates, let food be thy medicine, right?
Yes, absolutely. So how does this reform connect to natural compounds like B17, which have been ignored and suppressed in mainstream medicine? You know, I've interviewed a few people on the show that have had really advanced late stage cancer. And one of the big things they were doing was putting intravenous Laetrile, aka B17, and that was part of the thing that saved their life. So how is this going to affect that?
Yeah, Amber, just for the folks that don't know who I am or what Operation World Without Cancer is, or our company is called Richardson Nutritional Center, and you are one of our beautiful family members for our affiliate program. And I want to just explain, B17 comes from the apricot seed, not the pit that you throw away when you buy an apricot and you eat it. It's inside the pit. There's three little seeds inside there. And the way that God designed those seeds that are usually discarded is that there's a compound inside them called amygdalin. That's its, you know, chemical compound name. But we call it, you know, in modern day, vitamin B17. And vitamin B17 was used by Dr. John Richardson in the 1960s and 70s to treat over 6,000 cancer patients successfully in the San Francisco Bay Area. And so when you're talking about B17 by IV, you know, it used to be called, back in the day, the trade name is called Laetrile. So there's a whole bunch of names for this same compound, right? All comes from the apricot seed. But we've got doctors across the country that are administering IV Laetrile now these days to fight cancer with tremendous success, just like Dr. Richardson did back in the 60s and 70s.
I love that. I was trying to pull up this thing that you showed me from Dr. Harold Manning.
You know what? I can tell you the story real quick. He was a biologist at Loyola University, again, back in the 70s. He was a contemporary of Dr. John Richardson. And so he, you know, had a bunch of medical students working alongside him in the lab. And let me grab a book real quick. This book, which changed my life and can change your life too, is called World Without Cancer, The Story of Vitamin B17. And Dr. Harold Manner had read this book. It was published originally in 1974, guys. And Dr. Manner read it and could not shake the fact that there was something to vitamin B17, but he was a scientist and he wanted to prove it in the lab. And so what he did is he had his medical students testing Laetrile on mice, on laboratory mice that had been injected with, they call it mammary cancer or breast cancer cells. And so these poor mice, you've got pictures there, I know, of mice where the breast tumor grew to like half its body weight. Crazy, right?
Oh yeah, let me pull that up.
That is a crazy picture, Amber, I know. And so these poor mice, again, fighting breast cancer and then being treated in a laboratory setting, some of them with Laetrile. And Dr. Harold Manner in 1977 determined that mastectomy may now be a thing of the past. His results with Laetrile were so significant. Listen to this, 89% regression of breast tumors in the laboratory mice. But that wasn't the end of the story. That was 1977. In 1978, he took the trials from mice to women with breast cancer. And we have data in our research from the vault back in 1978 that 15 women with breast cancer were treated with Laetrile, again in a clinical trial setting. And all of them had massive and complete, many of them complete regression of breast tumors. So it's, you know, the evidence that we've got is obvious. And that is why so many physicians these days are becoming more bold with using B17, even as adjunctive therapy. You know, I'm a breast cancer survivor myself. And I would tell you, I remember back in the day, like almost 15 years ago now that I was diagnosed, you know, I kind of did what my doctor told me, you know, which the normal thing is cut, poison, burn, you know, go have surgery, cut out the tumor, get chemo, get radiation and all that stuff. But the thing these days now is that some of these natural healing remedies are coming into the forefront and doctors are having more confidence about using them, even adjunctively, maybe to some typical therapies, some orthodox therapies, what we would call them. But I would tell you too, there's a bunch of doctors that I know and that we work alongside who are using vitamin B17, vitamin C, vitamin A, pancreatic enzymes, and some other metabolic therapies. They don't do any of the cut, poison, burn stuff at all, at all. And they are getting 100% solutions to these situations that people find themselves in. We don't want to use the C word or the, well,
yeah,
the
yeah.
cancer word, but we also don't want to use the cure word, you know.
Yeah.
But they are having great success. And so, so if you or someone you love is interested in natural therapies like this, you can go to B17works.com and it's a quick little form to fill out. And one of our patient navigators will connect you with, match you with a clinic that is actually practicing the Dr. Richardson method, which is what I just described.
It's B17 works with the S, right?
Yeah, B17works.com.
Okay, that's what it looks like. That's the website. Go there, especially, just to get another perspective on this. If you're dealing with cancer, what is it going to hurt you?
Right.
It could only help. It's not going to hurt you just to go get information. What does the phrase cancer-free future mean in practical terms? How might it look if nutrition and prevention became central to medicine?
Well, none of us alive today have never known a world without cancer.
Right.
But yet people, the giants that were using B17 and Laetrile in the past knew of its power. So if we can unleash that, they're in Amber, I wanna just say too, you know, B17 is not the only solution out there. There are so many things that were suppressed because of the turn that the Flexner report took the medical industry. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was totally hijacked away from natural healing. Mm-hmm. And so all of those things, as people are waking up, I think all of those things are on the table. I would just really encourage folks that are fighting cancer to really just look at, do your own research for sure. You know, talk to other people that have maybe done research before you. Find out what their experience has been. You know, one of my favorite things to say is go to YouTube, type in, will apricot seeds kill you? And then look at the videos that say that, yes, apricot seeds will kill you because, they've been demonized for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And then read the comments. There will be hundreds, thousands of comments on each video saying, yeah, that's not true. Mm-hmm. The reason they were demonized was because they were inexpensive. Mm-hmm. And they did not, apricot seeds and B17 would not feed the golden goose of Big Med. And so they needed to find a way to demonize them. So, one of the beautiful things that I love to explain about why does B17 work inside that chemical compound of amygdalin, there happens to be a molecule of, and it's called something very specific. It's bound cyanide. It is not the cyanide that you know about from Law and Order episodes. Mm-hmm. One spouse kills the other because it was cyanide poisoning.
Or a good spy movie, yes.
Or the Jonestown Massacre, Kool-Aid laced with cyanide. It's not any of that. Bound cyanide was created by God inside the apricot seed, inside the amygdalin. And what it does is it stays 100% inert unless it's in the presence of cancer cells. It's the craziest thing. Then it becomes unbound and it goes and kills the cancer cells, literally.
And isn't God so amazing, Jan?
Only God.
Yes, only God could do something so amazing like that.
100%, yeah. And so it's almost like a secret weapon. I would tell you that, again, since 1910, 1913, all of the, even the food industry was hijacked, and B17 has been systematically taken out of our regular food sources.
Yeah.
I have four cats here. My husband and I adopted a feral mama who had three babies. You know what? We grow indoor grass for them because the grass has B17 in them and they gobble it up. Animals know to eat the grass because it has B17 in them. But in it, but for us, the food that is so highly processed that we eat has no B17 in it. So the thing for folks to understand is if you want to return your body to the healthy place it was back, you know, our ancestors didn't have cancer. The reason was they were eating sorghum, molasses, millet, lima beans, all of those things that included B17, there are over 1,200 foods that naturally have B17 in them. The highest concentration, again, is in the apricot seeds. So that's why we kind of focus on that particular natural product. But as long as you can get that into your system and everything, it gives your body a fighting chance. We believe that cancer is actually a nutritional deficiency disease. And the nutrient that is missing in our diets is B17. So I mentioned earlier, Amber is an affiliate with our company, rncstore.com. That stands for Richardson Nutritional Center. And folks, you can go there and on the homepage, there's a quick little quiz you can take to figure out, you know, do you have an active lifestyle? Do you have a sedentary lifestyle? Do you know a lot about B17? Are you just getting started? And the quiz is going to help you determine which products you might want to consider. And when you do that, please use the discount code AMBERMAY when you check out. And that will give you a nice discount, especially during this holiday season, and a little extra discount we've got on hand. And then Amber will get the credit for that sale, which is awesome too. So everybody wins with a little affiliate code AMBERMAY at rncstore.com.
And then you could check out this book, right? Isn't it available for purchase or download on the website?
Yeah, you can buy the book on the website, but then I want to just tell you, yeah, again, this book is like, I actually was thinking about it over the weekend. There's no book that is more comprehensive about B17. The first half of the book is about the science of B17, and the second half of the book is about the politics of B17. So the thing reads like a thriller. You can download a free copy of it by going to myworldwithoutcancer.com, myworldwithoutcancer.com. All you do is put in your name and your email and you'll get an instant download of the book. So
Jan, I just love when you come on. You always give such great information. So I want to thank you for coming on my show today and telling us all about this.
Pleasure. My pleasure, dear. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for joining us today on the Amber May Show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And if there's someone that came to mind, please share this episode with them. Please follow us on Telegram at the Amber May Show, True Social Amber May, Frank Social Amber May, or Clout Hub. I can't wait to see you next time on the Amber May Show.